UN quietly lowers population forecasts. Commentary. For decades, we've been told that the world's biggest problem is too many people. From Malthus in the 18th century to the population bomb in the 1960s, the warnings were dire. More people would mean more famine, more poverty, more environmental destruction. But something unexpected has happened. The demographic math has changed. And the United Nations, the world's most cited authority on population forecasts, has taken notice. Until recently, their models predicted that the global population would continue to grow throughout the 21st century, reaching a peak of nearly 11 billion by the year 2100. But in its 2022 and 2024 revisions, the UN quietly lowered its global population projections. The most recent estimate puts the peak at just 10.3 billion, and it comes nearly two decades earlier, around 2084. That might still sound like a big number. But it's a sharp departure from the endless growth assumptions many policymakers, investors, and institutions still use to guide their decisions. The real story is not just that the UN is forecasting fewer people. It's that many demographers believe that even those numbers are still too high. Fertility collapse. The shift in projections isn't happening because people are dying faster. In fact, life expectancy continues to rise, albeit modestly, in most parts of the world. The big change is that people are having fewer children, much fewer. Around 1970, the global fertility rate was about 5 children per woman. Today, it's down to 2.25 and falling. In nearly 70% of the world's countries, fertility rates are already below the so-called replacement rate, the level needed to maintain a stable population. In developed countries, that's typically pegged at around 2.1 children per woman. In higher mortality countries, it is slightly higher. This global fertility decline has happened faster than most experts expected. And that's why the UN has revised its models twice in just the last 5 years. But not everyone thinks the UN has gone far enough. Over the last decade, several independent teams of researchers have developed alternative population projections. Most of them show that fertility will drop faster than the UN is predicting. A team at the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, for example, gained wide attention in 2020 when it projected that the global population would peak around 2064 at just over 9 billion and decline to about 8.8 billion by 2100. Wolfgang Lutz, one of the world's most respected demographers, has also published projections showing a lower and earlier population peak. Lutz's group at the Wittgenstein Center for Demography and Global Human Capital bases its models on education and urbanization trends, which are closely tied to fertility behavior. In a 2024 analysis of surveys involving over 1 million women in sub-Saharan Africa, Lutz and his co-authors concluded that fertility rates there are falling faster than expected, especially as female education improves. In their 2019 book, Empty Planet, Canadian journalists Daryl Bricker and John Ibbotson summarized the case for the likelihood of the lower projections. While not academic demographers, they conducted extensive interviews and focus groups in about a dozen countries, asking women about their thoughts on family and childbearing. They concluded that the fertility collapse is as much cultural as economic, and that the cultural factors will drive down fertility rates further and faster than in the past. Predictions are hard, especially about the future. So said that famous American philosopher, Yogi Berra. As a result, all models use probabilistic variations that incorporate a wide range of possible futures. For example, while the UN's median projection sees a peak at 10.3 billion in 2084, their model also includes a low fertility scenario, in which the population peaks around 2060 at 9.5 billion and declines from there. That lower path aligns more closely with the academic projections. It's all about Africa. The fertility rate has already fallen to or below the replacement rate in countries where nearly three-quarters of the world's population lives. In another 15%, the rate is only just above the replacement rate and is falling fast. However, there are about 24 countries in sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Southwest Asia where the rate is still very high. Although these countries only account for about 11% of the world's population, they will contribute nearly all of whatever population growth there is between now and whenever the population peaks. The common denominators in the countries that have kept birth rates high are a blend of religious fundamentalism, limited international engagement, and weak state capacity. Nonetheless, the birth rate is falling in these countries, albeit to varying extents. Most of the debate over the trajectory of future global population boils down to how fast and to what extent these countries will follow the same fertility decline seen in the rest of the world over the last 50 years. Why this matters. The population projections we rely on shape everything from how we plan cities to how we fund pensions. They inform immigration policy, school construction, military recruitment, and long-term economic growth assumptions. If those projections are off by a billion people or by 20 years, that is not just a rounding error. It's a seismic shift in the underlying math of the future. However, most institutions continue to operate on autopilot, assuming that a growing population, encompassing more workers, consumers, and taxpayers, is the natural order that will persist indefinitely. However, the data clearly indicate that the era is rapidly coming to a close and the age of population growth is ending. Indeed, in some places, it already has. For the past 3 years, China has reported a decline in its population. What follows, and how we react to it, is one of the most critical and least understood stories of our time. From RealClearWire.